Rosamond a sufferer, a labourer, a female apostle, Rosamond a missionary's wife? No.
But you need not be a missionary. You might relinquish that scheme.
Relinquish? What? My vocation? My great work? My foundation laid on earth for a mansion in heaven? My hopes of being numbered in the band who have merged all ambitions in the glorious one of bettering their race, of carrying knowledge into the realms of ignorance, of substituting peace for war, freedom for bondage, religion for superstition, the hope of heaven for the fear of hell? Must I relinquish that? It is dearer than the blood in my veins. It is what I have to look forward to, and to live for. After a considerable pause, I said, "And Miss Oliver? Are her disappointment and sorrow of no interest to you?" "Miss Oliver is ever surrounded by suitors and flatterers. In less than a month my image will be effaced from her heart. She will forget me, and will marry, probably, someone who will make her far happier than I should do."
"You speak coolly enough, but you suffer in the conflict. You are wasting away."
"No. If I get a little thin, it is with anxiety about my prospects, yet unsettled, my departure continually procrastinated. Only this morning I received intelligence that the successor, whose arrival I have been so long expecting, cannot be ready to replace me for 3 months to come yet, and perhaps the 3 months may extend to 6 months.